With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. South Korea and the United States launching large-scale annual military drills this week. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
Dubbed Freedom Shield, the operation is a response to North Korea's evolving nuclear threat. It's a command post training exercise involving computer simulations and will coincide with separate field exercises held jointly by the two militaries. The drills are set to begin Monday and will run through the 14th of the month. Pyongyang has been angered by such drills in the past, viewing them as an invasion rehearsal. Rich Thomason reporting.
Weather experts say it's one of the worst blizzards in a long time, raging through the Sierra Nevada mountains and a stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California. Tens of thousands of homes are without power in the region. The good news now, forecasters say those 100-mile-per-hour winds are quickly going down now, but there's still 10 to 12 feet of snow on the ground. Also, at srnnews.com, a rough opening day at Six Flags over Georgia.
Several fights broke out inside the park, and that led to an exchange of gunfire between suspects and police, with cops sending one of the miscreants to the hospital. Georgia Bureau of Investigation says there was some 600 people running around the venue and fighting Saturday evening. Gunshots rang out as police tried to usher people out of one of the park's gates. Several arrests were made. Similar problems plagued opening day last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The death toll from that Russian drone strike that hit an apartment building in Odessa, Ukraine, has now risen to 10. Three of the victims said to be small children. Ukrainian officials calling on Western allies to boost Ukraine's air defenses. This is SRN News. A new poll on faith and entertainment.
Most people think Hollywood is trashing religion, and not just in America. The study released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative finds 63% of global viewers say the movies and TV shows they watch usually portray religious people in a bad light, and they don't like it. Most people also say that while the entertainment industry has spent a lot of time seeking racial and sexual diversity, religion has pretty much been ignored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom announcing an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration right now in Tennessee. This is SRN News. Well, good news for American consumers.
Price increases for cars and trucks, which helped fuel inflation for nearly 3 years, are slowing and in some cases falling, helping cool overall inflation and giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. Behind the price slowdown is a vastly expanded number of vehicles on dealer lots after years of severe shortages. With more autos available, the pressures that had sent prices surging have eased. The rising availability suggests that 2024 will be the most affordable year of the past five in which to buy a new car or truck. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of senior doctors have rallied in the streets of Seoul, South Korea. They're expressing their support for a number of younger doctors who've been on strike now for about 2 weeks. That over a government plan to increase the number of medical school admissions. More details at srnnews.com.